The Shift Podcast, Perspective and Our Power to Change, invites us to expand our lives by changing the lens we see through. Is something different calling you? Do you ever ask yourself, is this all there is? Or have you forgotten why you're even here? Trish and Diane create insightful and empowering conversations about connecting the self, soul, nature, and community. Navigating life by choice rather than circumstance is how we make the shift to expand our humanity. The shift starts now. Welcome to the Shift Podcast, Perspective and Our Power to Change. We're with the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I'm Trish Campbell, along with my amazing co-host, Diane McClay. And we're so happy that you have made the choice to join us today. We're going to be talking about wanting more than the status quo. But before we begin, I just want to touch back on our last episode where we talked about expanding our awareness, understanding the foundation that we're on, the, you know, how we got here, and acknowledging the land on which we settle. If we're not indigenous to it, we are settlers on this land. And so on behalf of Diane and I just want to make an acknowledgement of that land, whether named or unnamed, for the inhabitants of that land, their stewardship and connection to Mother Earth over millennia, and also honoring Mother Earth and loving her up. So we're all about that here, all about that connection to nature. So just want to, that will be a regular part of our show, and it's important to me, and it's important to Diane, and it's all about expanding our awareness, and that's why we're here. That's why we're here on The Shift, to shift our perspective. So today we're talking about wanting more than the status quo, and I feel like sometimes when we want more than the status quo, it comes with this attachment of like being ungrateful for what we have already. So I want to talk a little bit about that, but I want to get, if anything, you know, Diane, you know, what's your experience about seeking more than the status quo or wanting more?
Appreciate the land acknowledgement, because I think that when you're shifting your perspective, you always have to remember the past, whether it's your past or whether you've passed through something. But, you know, one of my favorite quotes is by Steve Jobs, where he talks about you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only right. connect the dots looking backward. So when we take a moment to look backward and we look at the people who came before us and we look at the land that existed before we settled on it, that's a great way to start to bring some balance back into our lives. It's just to remember there were people who came before us. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, it opens the door in the conversation to looking into our past and looking into what has brought us to this point. I know for you, you've shifted out of a corporate world. I've shifted out of a government agency world. And I think that when you want more, there's more and then there's different. And I think maybe that's a place we could start, is wanting something that is different than the status quo may not be exactly the same as wanting more than the status quo, but they're definitely connected. You want to jump in on that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we get on our paths like you and I have, and like a lot of us do. And, you know, we're just walking the path, and it's everyone's like, stay on the path, like keep going. Like these are the, you know, from my own experience, it's like, you know, all in order, go to school, get married, have kids, buy a house, like do all the things. And sometimes we're walking this path that doesn't always maybe align with who we are. And so we start to question, is there more out there for me? At least that's been my experience. I was successful by all, you know, meanings of the term, like to externally people would say, why walk away from that? Why would you want to, you know, disrupt that? But there's, you know, we're here for fulfilling our soul's desires is why I believe we're really here, like listening to what our soul wants for us, why we came here in the first place. And we all, you know, at some point or another seek that like deeper meaning, just like we did with the land acknowledgement. I mean, that introspection into self, that self-inquiry, understanding who we are. I think that part of it is, we all have gifts to share with the world. And sometimes, like, because we're so busy following this path, following the status quo, doing things the way that we've always done things without questioning, and we lose sight of, now I lost my thought on that, but we lose sight of what it is that we may have inside of us that has been buried because we're too busy checking all these boxes and too busy following the path that's laid out before us from the external, that versus what's coming to us internally. So I don't know if you want to jump in, but
you lost your path. You lost your words there for a minute because you were trying to remember what the path was that somebody else created for you. And you have been creating your own path for quite some time with your new book coming out, Love Me, which we'll talk about in a minute, and the podcasting that you and I are doing, and how you're shifting into your own set of value system in the world. But I think when you step off of the path and you create a new one for a while, sometimes it's hard to remember what the old path looked like. But we're here to tell that it doesn't looks like if you feel like something more is calling you, then you need to step off the path. If you feel like it's not enough, or you're not being fulfilled, or you're not feeling happy or as on purpose as you think you can be or you should be, those are all indicators to step off the path. So I think you lost your words because you stepped off of somebody else's path and you built your own. And sometimes it's hard to remember what it looked like before we even did it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And I might have a little bit of a Wi-Fi connection problem, just so it's freezing up a little bit. So I'm not sure if I'm coming through or not. But I think that, creating our own path, it's going back to, for my own feelings around that and what I said about, like, we can seek more, we can want something different, and that doesn't take away from the gratitude for what we have. We can still be grateful and be and seek more. We can still be grateful and be ambitious, and we can still be grateful and want to expand. So I think that having the courage to make the choices that will get us to move away from something that, like, you know, we're kind of in this, us Gen Xers, we're in the middle of this, our parents' generation, where we witnessed, like, our parents, like, many of them staying in jobs for their entire lives, and maybe they weren't the happiest. And then the younger generations, you know, then we kind of, as Gen Xers, I think, on the collective, I'll speak, not like everybody, but kind of just let the status quo go and just be and not question. And then the younger generations are like, oh, wait a minute, like, this doesn't feel right. And questioning, and I mean, I think, you know, at that age, you do question a lot, but it's like, you know, they're creating their own jobs, they're creating and not staying in spaces. This is what I'm talking about. Like, at some point, you get to a place where you seek more meaning, you seek more fulfillment, because that's why we're here. We're here to evolve. We're not here to just, okay, I got here to this destination and now I'm just going to ride this out. Like, I know, you know, we're here to live the fullest lives we can possibly live. So, and taking that, making the choice to, you know, explore into what it is that is, you know, maybe not feeling it so much in alignment with you. And I think part of that is we get, just thinking of my own experience, we just get so caught up in our past experiences, whether, you know, and there's a lot of us have, like, wounds from our childhood and all of those things that keep us staying small in society. Our cultural conditioning has conditioned us to stay small and not dare to go out there, and, you know, because then there's the failure aspect. So
let's talk a little bit about how we can stop playing small. So for me, when I left my job, when I made a choice to leave my agency job that had healthcare, a nice pay, there was a good pension to it. For me, I wasn't feeling like all of my gifts and talents were being utilized. And the more I wanted to apply my creativity, my out-of-the-box thinking, and my problem-solving, the more I tried to put that into my job, the more I actually felt like I was being held back, like the leash kept getting tighter for me. So for me, playing small was not stepping into those things that kept coming up for me in my life. And playing big was making the choice to step away from comfort and step away from predictability and step into growing myself and my own business. I contributed to a book called Dreaming Big, Being Bold, Volume 4. And one of the things I wrote in that was we need to align. This was my learning lesson. We need to align with who we are and what we believe and what we value, because that helps us function as our whole self. We can have balance and harmony when all of the pieces of the self get the opportunity to grow and to change.
Right.
So I think that's one way, is if you feel like something is calling you to change, staying small is being comfortable. Getting out of small is getting uncomfortable.
Right. That all resonates so much, Diane. Like everything you just said is parallel to my story in the corporate world. And staying small is like wanting to fit in. I think of, you and I have both read Abby Wambach's book,
Wolfpack.
And I'm reminded of the analogy. If it's a table or a door, but you know, we're trying to fit in at a table that doesn't necessarily, we can't fit into. So talking about wholeness, like you're in a space where you're trying to fit in, you are definitely not in your wholeness. You're not using all your gifts. That is like, so staying in that space is making the choice to stay small versus, it's a little bit scary to step out and start your own thing, create your own path. But that is, I mean, once you're in it, I know for myself, I felt so much more alignment. It may seem externally like, you know, the choices I make might not be right for everybody. And the choices you make might not be right for, you know, it's like, but it goes back to what is right for you. What are you being guided to do? Not just necessarily taking things for the way that they are existing. If we don't change the status quo, if we keep things the way they always were, nothing's ever going to change. If we don't step away from that or make the choice to, nothing will change. And we'll just, you know, continue to stay small.
Well, I think another way of staying small is not even trying or not even being curious. You know, at the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, we have a lot of visionaries in the group who have ideas about where they want to go. And the only way something is going to change is if someone thinks about doing it different, or they say, is this the way we've always done it? And then to say if it's all, is there a different way? Or could this get improved? And I think so for our listeners, just asking a question of, am I doing it the way I have, that's the way someone told me to do it, yourself, and you're staying small. And I think that if we even just start getting into the practice of looking at a different perspective, that's what our show is about, right? Mm-hmm. It's about encouraging people to ask questions and see things through a different lens, saying, what if?
Right. And I mean, I'm reminded of why we're having, like why we decided to start with this conversation, because as you and I know, like when we have our meetings, like we're making a list of all the different topics, and there's so many we want to cover, but this is like the umbrella to all of the things we want to talk about on this show, whether that's you mentioned balance, and that is part of the feeling around wanting something different. And also when I think of balance, in the way, like we were talking about, watching somebody do something, or the way everybody does something, and if it's something new for us and we go to try it, and it might not look the same way that it does for everybody else, but we don't need to let those types of things like stop us from doing what we're doing, because we're all unique, we're all different, and so each of our experiences are going to be different. We can't possibly expect everything we do to look the same as somebody else doing the same thing. And so it goes back to this self-inquiry or understanding that we don't have to live to what the status quo is. And part of the status quo is living to this myth of perfection. Like everything has to be perfect. And I know for myself, when I stepped away from the corporate world and I started creating my own path, it was like, oh, well, I have to get my website up and I have to get this and I have to do this and I have to trademark my name and all these things before I can say go. And it's like, no, I'm here to say now, like, do it on the way. Like, just start making changes. As you always say, Diane, like sometimes like one choice just leads you to the next choice, to the next decision. And so it's not like we don't have to just wait till everything is perfect, because it's never going to get there. It's never going to be perfect, and we are imperfect. So I encourage myself all the time, because I am reminded of my imperfection and I embrace it, but to embrace our imperfections. And that is where the wisdoms are. That is where, first of all, that's where our uniqueness is, but that is where our power is, where our wisdom is, where we can learn more about ourselves, where we can, that's opportunity for more expansion. So, I just think that making the choice to not necessarily stay in a space that isn't fulfilling us, we're all, and I like to, I've said this before, like we're all leaders in every part of our life. Like we're leaders in our we're the leader of our life. So if we're, and to be, a leader, like it's about understanding what your gifts are, because part of leadership is sharing that with the world. And that's also why I believe that we're here. We're not here to keep our talents hidden. We're not here to just accept, okay, I have this job or I have this relationship and it's okay and I'm good. And, always like wondering what if, like, so if you're wondering what if, that might be an open door to exploring what it is behind that. Like what it is, maybe it's something creative, because we are all, and maybe we're all creative, but maybe that's what you can explore if you think you're not creative. Because a lot of people I hear, they'll see like my art or writing or, you'll be in a group of people and we'll be talking about creativity and they'll be like, oh, I'm not creative. I believe we all are in our own unique ways. So this is how we uncover our gifts. And this is how, when we uncover this, when we come back to this, this is how we find our path. This is how we create that path is exploration and not being afraid to go there. And maybe we explore someplace and it's not what we thought it was or was going to be. And that's okay too. It's all part of our learning. It's all part, we integrate that into moving forward, and we take those lessons and we learn from them. And then we choose something different the next time. But we don't stop because we're afraid to, fail, or because it might not look the way we thought it was going to look, or, something to that effect.
I want to give an example of that. And I'm sorry for walking over you just a minute ago, but a perfect example of that is, I have two. One is our friend Cornelia, who's our coach and our mentor. Mm-hmm. For the first time in her life, she told us a story that she went and did yoga stand-up paddleboarding. So yeah. For those of you who don't know, take a big wide paddleboard, try to keep your balance on it to begin with, and then do yoga poses while the wind is moving or while the waves are moving. Mm-hmm. And what she said was that she felt out of balance. She had never done it before. All these other beautiful bodies are out, perfect form, paddling where they need to go. And she had never stood on a board before, much less paddled it, much less kept up with people to get to the yoga spot. And she said, I was so committed to doing something new. I was so committed to the experience that I created a different way for me to follow the group. Mm-hmm. And what she did is she just got on her knees and she said, I looked clumsy and I wasn't, maybe I looked like a dork or I didn't look like I knew what I was doing, but I was able to keep up with the group because I stepped out of the status quo. of being worried about form and function. She said, I got on my knees and never fell off the board, and I just paddled kind of like I was riding a kayak rather than standing up. And I think there's courage in being in a group of people and doing something completely different than everybody else is doing because it feels good to you. And she said, you know, I was determined not to fall off. And her words were, not because I wanted to show off or I wanted to perfect the sport, but I was so committed to having the experience, I did anything it would take to make sure I stayed up with the group.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the first one. And then anybody who's done any kind of new exercise or yoga, it's not about perfecting the pose. It's about having awareness of yourself mm-hmm. when you're in it. And right. when you let go of the perfection and you let go of the expectation, that's when you can open up to stop playing small and you can open up new balance in your life. Comment on that?
Yeah, I think that you said it, like commitment to self is like commitment to self, commitment to follow through, commitment to not hold ourselves to something that's unachievable, and just the commitment to expand and to do it in our own way. And that's why we're here, like what we're talking about, creating the path, wanting more. And what there's so many different directions we can go here. I do want to like give people some sort of steps or direction they can, if they're seeking more in their life, if they're wanting something different. And there is this book, which somebody already mentioned. It's called Dreaming Big and Being Bold, which Diane McClay is a contributor to. And she gives us the steps to making change in our life. So I'm just going to briefly run through them. Number one is increase our awareness, which is what we've been talking about. And in every single way, in every part of your life, not just one area, but like challenge yourself and, you know, make it a practice to expand and look beneath the surface wherever you can. I mean, that is the easiest way we can expand and get something, you know, be more fulfilled. Create options. When I wasn't sure what to do or how to move forward, I asked myself questions, then listed a variety of answers without filter. So not filtering ourselves, not judging ourselves, like listing what would it be? What would you want to do? Don't like without limits, without judgment. That is huge. Like the self-judgment in seeking more. Number three, make choices. Then, you know, like you said, sometimes one choice just gets you to the next choice. So it's having the courage to go there. Incorporate movement. And this, I will say, movement in any way, whether that's dance, that's walking, that's hiking, is so healing. And so it's a meditation. It's a moving meditation, just like yoga is. So this reminds me of incorporating, which I will add to this, like a spiritual practice. Having that regular spiritual practice, having that place of stability within ourselves, building that home within ourselves. When you do this on a regular basis, because I know what it looks like when I don't do it on a regular basis, but when I do, the change comes over time and the transformation comes, and it's not something that's obvious like day to day, but when you look back, you will see that you've transformed just by incorporating, you know, a few minutes to a half an hour a day. So I want to, speak to that. That is like something that has been huge for me in my own experience. And the last one, be resilient. So don't give up. Even if you fail, even if it doesn't look like what you thought it was going to look like, that's also a lesson. That's also a learning. That's also part of the path. It's not a path. Your path is not meant to be a straight line. So sometimes it's sideways and loop-de-loop. And I know mine has been. So God bless the broken road, as they say.
Trish, thank you for bringing those five steps in. You know, I wrote that a while ago. And the more, it's funny to hear your own words come back at you. Because when I wrote them in the time, it was a piece of healing for me, but it was also trying to put some semblance of order to what I was experiencing in the chaos. So when I hear them later and I hear them a couple of years after I've written them and they still hold true, it warms my heart and it creates a lot of power, and I think. And you know, the thing is that we talked about a lot of umbrella type conversations, and all the rest of our podcasts that we're going to be doing are going to, they're going to keep getting deeper and deeper and deeper. I want to call out, you know, we didn't plan this at all, but I have your book and I've had the pleasure of reading it. In the last 2 minutes, I'm going to give you the last word, but I want to pull something out. And this is about transition. So in your words, your poem, Transition, the in-between. Deep as the ocean, wide as the horizon, space undefined, dark and light combined, where we don't hold our breath because we can't catch it. If we let go and step in, no, dance into the in-between, bursting in like magic, it is rebirth. That's the power we have in us, Trish. And those are your words. I want to call that out in your book, Love Me, which is going to come out soon. Yep. We've got a minute left. Close us out, because this went so fast. But
I know.
We can step into that space. We have the power.
Yes. Thank you so much, first of all, for reading that. And yeah, I just want to say, we can create our own path. We are the leaders of our own life. And that is, you know, it's up to us to figure out what that looks like, what that feels like. And, you know, real change begins and ends with us. And I mean, as individuals, and that reverberates into the world. We are waves in an ocean, and, you know, that has that ripple effect. So don't fear seeking more. Don't, you know, it's all there. Have the courage to make the choice to do it. And yeah. I thank you for joining us. How can people get in touch with you, Diane?
DianeMcLeod.com or I'm old school. Send me a text with your Love Me in the text, and then just tell us what you liked about the show. And they can get a hold of you at invibe.ca.
Invibe.ca, right? Yep. Or you can email me at tcampbell@invibe.ca. I will say again, it all begins and ends with us. Let's do this together. The shift starts now.
Absolutely. Thank you, Trish.
Thank you for listening to The Shift Podcast, where perspective and our power to change intersect. Slowing down to look at things from a different angle is necessary to affect positive change. You hold the power to transform yourself and your life. It is already inside you, and it's within reach. Clarity comes from awareness. Momentum comes from choice. Healing, growth, and transformation happen on The Shift Podcast. The first and third Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Pacific. For more information, go to invibe.ca or DianeMcLeod.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.